This is Farmers Weekly in Focus, brought to you by Balance Agri-Nutrients, a weekly podcast covering the big issues in the food and fibre sector. I'm Brian Gibson, Farmers Weekly Managing Editor, and each week I'll bring you a no-frills look at the news with our editorial team and the newsmakers we report on. It's rich farming news for time-poor farmers. In this episode of Farmers Weekly in Focus, we're taking a break from the news to bring you a bonus feature on the Balance Farm Environment Awards. Our podcast partner, Balance Agri-Nutrients, has backed the awards for many years and entries are now open for the next showcase. All the information is at nzfeawards.org.nz. First up, I'm talking to Stephen Nicol from Oldenhaugh, who along with wife Kelly won the Gordon Stevenson Memorial Trophy at the 2023 Sustainability Showcase. Then we'll hear from Warwick Catto, Balance Science Strategy Manager and a Balance Farm Environment Trustee. Stephen and Kelly Nicol of Oldenhaugh in Otago won the Gordon Stevenson Trophy at the National Sustainability Showcase in May. Their 1,498-hectare property is located at Clarks Junction, Otago. The Nicol family has been farming in the area since 1871, meaning they have a strong connection to the land and consider improvements and guardianship a priority. Stephen is with me now. G'day, how's it going?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Nice to talk.
Yeah. So congratulations on the big win. Now, what does being a sustainability ambassador mean to you?
For us, it's a huge privilege to represent the New Zealand Farm Environment Trust and have the opportunity to promote our wider industry in terms of sustainable farming practices and some of the impressive work that's been done around the country. There's a big emphasis on farms at the moment to protect and enhance their environments and create a sustainable and innovative, financially resilient businesses for the years to come. But yeah, we're very fortunate to be able to tell our story and I hope it resonates with other people and listen and share other people's stories as well. So for us, it's about creating a positive and resilient mindset and celebrating success and telling stories.
Mm. Now, obviously, the competition is all about the property where you're from, and your family's been on Oldenhaugh for a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, we have. Kelly and I are the fifth generation. We've been farming in the Clarks Junction area for just over 150 years now. So, yeah, quite a legacy to be part of. I have four other brothers and four of us are currently farming in the same district.
Mm, can you tell us a little bit about the farm, contour, weather, stock you run, that sort of thing?
I guess we're an extensive dryland sheep and beef farm in inland Otago. We altitude is, we sort of average around 600 metres above sea level. So reasonably challenging environment to farm in, but really enjoyable as well.
Now, you and Kelly live off the farm, and so I guess that means you need to have a pretty strong relationship with your farm manager, who is Grant Bezett. You know, you've acknowledged him in your speech at the awards evening. Can you tell us a little bit more about the team and how it works?
So we are probably a little unique that Kelly and I both live and work off-farm. I have a farm consultancy business, and Kelly is a rehab consultant at Te Whatuoro Southern. I pulled back from the day-to-day mahi in late 2020, and we really wanted someone who would have the drive to move our business forward, and Grant has a huge amount of experience and skills and is open to trying new practices. We want Grant to feel appreciated and be part of our team, so we keep in regular contact, make sure he is part of our decision-making on farm and our farm planning, and try to create a good working environment by making sure we manage his workload and give him time off farm.
That's good to hear. And I hear you're in the process of creating a QE2 block. What's involved in that?
Yeah, we are. So just about signed it off. So we've got a 13-hectare block, which was a little value of for pastoral grazing, but has a lot of high ecological significance in terms of natural fauna. So we thought the QE2 model was the most appropriate for us. And we really like the QE2 model. We get a lot of ongoing support and guidance that we've received while setting up and continue to do. We feel we have more opportunity to access grants for ongoing work within the block. QE2, they pay for half of our fencing costs associated with the initial fencing, and they give you some rates relief as well. The agreement is for perpetuity, so it has to be agreed with both parties, and can't be changed without each party's agreement, but there is flexibility to adjust the original deed to suit your situation and environment. So, yeah, we're still able to put that area into the ETS as well, so which means we can generate an income stream off pretty marginal land.
That sounds like a win on all fronts, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, obviously, in the farming world these days, we hear a lot about doing more with less. What kind of things are you guys doing down there to drive nutrient efficiency?
Yeah, for me, nutrient efficiency boils down to making sure we're only putting on what we need to and minimising our nutrient losses, either from fertiliser or through our day-to-day farming management. So I guess we soil test regularly to make sure our fertility is where we want to be in terms of an economical optimum, but we also use tools like Overseer and Mitigator to understand our nutrient loss hotspots and other things like our maintenance fertiliser rates. So for us at Extensive Sheep and Beef Farm, we're relatively minor issues in terms of nutrient loss, but the exception would be our winter grazing practices. So we try and adopt best management practices over the winter period especially. We generally only use nitrogen for establishing winter and summer crops, nitrogen fertiliser, and we rely a lot on maintaining clover-rich pastures to fix enough nitrogen for our plant requirements. So, yeah, that's probably some of the main things we do. We use GPS-guided, well, our contractors use GPS-guided technology for proof of placement, and we can add exclusion zones in as well.
What other changes have you made on farm that you think contributed to the judges giving you the top award?
Yeah, so some of the key changes we've made on farm include a no-till drilling program. So we've found that it really helps our soil health and structure. We have a lot of issues, or had a lot of issues, with especially piranha and grass grub. And we've found that our pastures are a lot more resilient to weed and pest issues. And we're also seeing some more resilience in terms of our pastures in prolonged dry periods, which we would probably somewhat contribute to our soil management. We've also done a lot of fencing off our main waterways, some with quite high ecological value. So we're currently fencing some off at the moment and planting some of them in exotic plantations, but we are looking at other options if they are economically viable to integrate natives in as well to generate alternative income streams. And we're also part of a greenhouse gas emissions project looking at reducing emission gross methane emissions on farm, and I'm currently in the process of doing FarmX models for that, looking at different scenarios to see how we can impact greenhouse gases. And obviously, winter grazing practices, we're trying to do our best in terms of best management practice to reduce our losses.
Good stuff. Now, right now, you know, things are looking relatively tough for a lot of farmers. We get, you know, lots of surveys coming out saying farmer confidence is at all-time lows. What excites you and the team at the moment about the future of farming in New Zealand?
Yeah, I think New Zealand farmers have got a lot to be proud of and a lot to be excited about. We've got a great reputation for producing high quality and safe products. We're very good at innovating and adapting and are passionate about what we do. Some of those innovative ideas around, you know, diverse thought around different farming systems, products, new technologies are really encouraging. They'll drive efficiencies and hopefully cost savings in the future. Things around data capture, automatic tech, precision farming are going to have a huge impact on our farming in the future, I think. We're well positioned in terms of our sustainability story as well, and to capture the market's expectations to be more proactive in this space. You know, New Zealand farms, especially sheep and beef farms, hold a lot of New Zealand's remaining biodiversity, and our farmers are already doing a great effort to protect and maintain these areas. And in my opinion, our discerning and affluent customers will be willing to pay more for this.
Balance Agri Nutrients, proud to partner with essential farmers and growers. Wherever you're farming, our experts have got you covered.
Warwick Catto is Balance's Science Strategy Manager and is also a Balance Farm Environment Awards judge and a New Zealand Farm Environment Trustee. G'day Warwick, how's it going?
Very good. Yeah, enjoying the early spring days we're getting at the moment. It's nice to have that hint of spring weather around.
It sure is. Long may it stay.
And the sunshine in particular, that's good for the mood.
Although the awards are about sustainability, I guess you learn a lot about the people who live on those farms. What struck you about Stephen and Kelly Nicol?
Did he tell you his wee anecdote about his three-year-old daughter?
He didn't.
So Stephen and Kelly, to give you an example of why they're exemplars, it's how they represent what they're wanting to do in life. And he used the example of his three-year-old daughter learning to ride her bike. You know, she's always looking down at the front wheel, and he had to say to her, you need to lift your head up and look in the distance. And he uses that analogy for his farming. You know, sometimes, and it's a bit like the reflection comment I made before, farmers and growers provide an opportunity to keep your head up and have a look around and focus a bit further in the future sometimes is quite a potent message. And it's that type of messaging and insights that Stephen and Kelly have that make them great storytelling, great people, and great farmers.
What a great story. Yeah. Could I ask you a little bit about the New Zealand Farm Environment Trust that runs the Balanced Farm Environment Awards?
Yeah, the New Zealand Farm Environment Trust was set up about 20 years ago. It was basically an entity that's designed to create a forum through which we can celebrate farming and growing, communicate the stories, and have farmers and growers recognised for the wonderful things they do on farm. And particularly in the early days, you know, one of the things that was particularly strong was the environmental aspects that farmers were doing, and recognising that farming can be profitable and environmentally sustainable at the same time.
And now, I mean, the awards have been around a while and they have a really big profile. It's a great way to showcase the good stuff that's happening on New Zealand farms to the rest of the country and indeed the world, I guess.
It is. And one of the key things that we want to achieve is to celebrate. And one of the interesting, insightful things that the entrants get is a lot of the time as farmers and growers, taking the time to pause and reflect on your journey and what you've achieved over the last few years, or in many cases, decades of farming and growing, it's often quite useful just to take some time and reflect on that. And so a number of entrants, we often see the very emotive side of the judging. You know, farmers and growers are passionate about it. We see that passion or that love for the land when we do that judging, and often that results in emotion and tears and that sort of thing because they've invested so much in their properties.
Sounds like win or not, the process is really beneficial to those who enter with that full-on sort of feedback report you get on your progress.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important point, Brian. It's not a competition. Although we provide awards on the award evening, it's an experience. People should see it as the ability to have a chance for some feedback on your operation in a confidential context where you can actually discuss what's happening on farm and orchard and get that type of feedback. That's, to me, that's where the value is. And that's why the entrants that aren't ready are, in fact, often the most valuable, because it's a chance to get some candid feedback on aspects of your farming operation before you actually undertake that, in fact.
Now, Balance has been involved for a very long time. Why does it choose to invest so much time, effort, and money into this program?
20 years ago, when we first elected to be the national sponsor for the Farm Environment Awards, the word environment was seen as rather fringe. And we spent quite a bit of a discussion about saying, do we really want to sponsor an environmental award? Whereas now, environment and managing your environmental resources, be it soil, water, or what have you on your farm, has become a lot more mainstream. So the emphasis has become more holistic around the farming and growing operation, about being financially viable, but environmentally viable and sustainable as well. And so we do that because we want to champion that storytelling. We need to celebrate those stories because there's wonderful stories, and promulgate them through the media, and ultimately try and impact the perception around farming and growing. And so we think it's a wonderful thing. It's our flagship sponsorship as a business, and we see how material it is for the farmers and growers when we go to the awards program. It means a lot to them, and it's also pan-sector is one of the other features of it. So you get a community, your community of farmers and growers, And a lot of the challenges we face today won't be solved by individual farmers or growers. They'll be solved by the community. So for me, that Farm Environment Award format suits the type of problem solving that we'll need to do to meet the challenges of the future.
I mean, that's the thing. It's not just an environment and landscape program or award. It's a people story too, isn't it? I mean, talking to Steve Nicol the other day, what a wonderful approach they've got to their operation.
Yeah, it is first and foremost, you know, like everyone to farm or grow needs resources, air, water, soil, plants or animals, people, cash. And you can give the same couple the same resources and they come up with different things. You know, some could become an arable grower, excel at that, others sheep and beef or dairy or kiwi fruit or avocados or what have you. And so what is insightful is how they manage that different set of resources they've been given. And that's where that personal factor comes through them as often either as an individual or as couples, how they work and drive the business initiative. Stephen and Kelly are no exception in terms of how they manage that pool of resources that they've got down there at Clarks Junction.
That's our show for this week. A big thank you to Balance Agri-Nutrients for helping us bring it to you. If you have any comments or questions, email us at farmers.weekly@agrihq.co.nz.